There are those conspiracy theorists that claim the goal of the banking cartel, and indeed the money brokers and the U.S. Fed, is complete control of private business, leading to a corporate fascist business model. Although the United States was founded on free market principles and the freedom of the individual, there is evidence over the years that free market principles and our democratic society is fast disappearing. I am not one to buy into grand conspiracy theories, but in the light of recent bailouts, one has to wonder if the conspiracy crowd hasn't been right all along. After all, with all these bailouts, the U.S. government is obtaining ownership stock in each bailed-out company and with the option to buy even more stock in the years to come. The U.S. Fed now owns pieces of all these bailed-out companies, like our banks and our auto manufacturers and insurance companies, and the list of companies coming to the Fed for money is getting longer by the day. You can imagine the one thing those loving power want is more power, and these bailouts are showering these power-hungry politicians with more power with every bailout. It's suspicious indeed that the lack of oversight from these very same power-mad groups in Washington, combined with the power-hungry people at the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department printing their monopoly money by the truckloads, led to all our largest companies short on cash and needing to get it from somewhere. And who had the cash to help them? Well, those in charge of the printing machines, the very same U.S. Fed and Treasury that caused the problem. You might say they caused the problem and then offered to give them the cash to help them solve the problem in exchange for ownership. Suspicious indeed. After all, now the U.S. Fed has more control, more ownership, and has the clout to enforce stricter rules and call the shots on how their money is spent, all because of the crisis. Does that raise any suspicions with you? It should. They say it's the U.S. taxpayer that has the ownership of all these companies. But did you receive any stock certificates in the mail? I sure didn't. And you can bet you will not. You'll pay for the bailouts for sure, whether it will be in future tax bills or a declining U.S. dollar, but you will pay nonetheless. And the amount we will pay is growing by the trillions, literally, and will continue to grow into 2009 and beyond. The amount you and I are being committed to by their actions surely cannot be paid by just you and I, but will be paid back by our children and their children and their children. Is this really fair to our children and the other unborn generations to come? Who's responsible for all this? Certainly you and I didn't cause this mess by ourselves. Sure, some of us took out too much equity on our home and maybe signed on to an adjustable rate mortgage we couldn't afford, but if that was the only problem, we would be out of the woods by now with a fraction of the debt we are being saddled with. The debt is literally in the trillions, and where has all this money gone? After all, $1 trillion or so would have paid off almost every mortgage in the country. But we've spent many trillions, and you and I still owe every cent of our mortgage, and now owe $10 trillion more to boot. It just doesn't make sense. Well, at least to you and I, but I'll tell you who it does make sense to. All those bankers and big shots that caused all this mess and then flew off in their private jets to serve their time in their million-dollar condos and vacation homes while you and I get stuck with the bill. As I said, I don't usually prescribe to these grand conspiracy theories, but right now no other theory looks plausible. Maybe we really are being led down the primrose path to socialism by those we trusted to preserve our freedom. It is one conspiracy theory that's gathering more weight with me with every bailout. This has been your Money Matters Minute, and don't miss another edition of Money Matters on January 15th at noon, where I'll cover the biggest bubble ever forming right now under our very noses and what it might mean to your future. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR FM Radio.